whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with a representative from Herbwise Naturals, a store in Westerly, beautiful downtown Westerly. It's right on Broad Street. We're going to find out all about that. In the meantime, we'd like to welcome Susan Adams. Welcome, Susan.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Nice to have you with us. And you have something to do with the store, right? You're the part-time worker?
The everything person right now. But yes, I am the creator, the owner, co-creator. My husband, initially, we both opened it together, although he had other jobs. So he was there as much as he could be. But that was he was wonderful to support me in setting that store up.
Well, there you go. This is located 35 Broad Street, which is right across the street from the big post office in Westerly, downtown, right?
It is.
And it's a beautiful spot, and there's some convenient street parking right there where you can usually be able to pull up and go right in and see the wonders of this store, because it's like a step back in time for me. When I went in there, it was like almost something you'd see in Harry Potter.
Oh, nice. I did have fun with that Harry Potter popularity period. So
it's very eclectic, if I could use that term, in my opinion. I just, you walk in, yes. You don't know what you're going to see. It's not like a pizza parlor where, do you want pepperoni or cheese? There's a lot of ingredients, if you will, in this store. And so let's find out a little bit about you first. Are you a Rhode Island person for a long time?
Or? I've lived in Rhode Island for 27 years.
Okay.
Prior to that, I lived in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Virtually one end to the other, all over Mass.
Yeah, so you're kind of welcome. I mean, 27 years, you're close, you're close to being okay. And in Westerly that whole time, or Westerly area?
Actually in Hopkinton.
Hopkinton, okay. And why is there no G in Hopkinton?
I don't know. There's a Hopkinton, Massachusetts I used to live right next to, too, and there was no G there either, so.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
It's named after Hopkins.
Oh,
Hopkin.
Wow. Oh,
or Hopkins.
Okay. And so the store opened about how long ago?
It will be 22 years in May.
22 years you've been in that location.
Yep, 2001.
Wow, that's a long time for any business. And that means, obviously, that things are going fairly well and that people enjoy going in and getting what they need.
Absolutely.
And those needs, what would you say if someone said to you, what do you sell?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the focus of it, of course, the name of the store, Herbwise, was herbs. And I do sell a large selection of bulk herbs and spices there. There are over 250. And they're culinary and medicinal, so they're nice and fresh and organic, if at all possible, and which is most of it. And non-irradiated, really nice selection of herbs, I must say. So you can buy them by the ounce, as much or as little as you want. And that was kind of the centerpiece of it for me, was to have that. But I've worked in the health food industry for a number of years, and so of course I have vitamins and minerals and herbs in tincture form and encapsulated and combination formulas for specific issues. Oh goodness, lots of things.
So in some cases, it's almost like an old fashioned drugstore where you would walk in and you would say, "I need a little of this, I need a little of that," and you'd have to buy the bottle of 100 aspirin. You could get whatever you needed.
Exactly. I almost called it something else to do with pharmacy, but I changed my mind. Yeah, I do have a lot of other things too. We have books. We have candles, wonderful candles. And with Valentine's Day coming up, we have lovely heart-shaped candles, little ones, big ones, some shaped like rosebuds that are beautiful from upstate New York. and their beeswax also. Hmm, we have so many things in there. It's Burt's, kind of mind-boggling.
Is it
aromatherapy.
Burt's Bees?
It's not Burt's Bees. Actually, you know, Burt's Bees was a funny one when I first rented the space in that beautiful building, and I was sitting on the floor. There was nothing in it. And a woman walked in and said, I'm a Burt's Bees rep. This is in 2001. And she said, would you be interested in buying any Burt's Bees products? And I said, oh, please. So I featured it back then. I had a big display. Burt himself actually came into the store at Christmas time, which was wonderful. So I got to meet him, quite a character. So it used to be a special part of who we were, but they got bought out by, I believe, Clorox Corporation.
Oh.
So they had to retire. Roxanne, who started the company, it was time. So we carry some, but as you know now, it's gone to, you know, CVS and Walmart everywhere. So, but the beeswax candles are from they're from upstate New York, and they're made with cotton wicks. They're very clean. They burn clean. They actually release ozone into the air, the beeswax does, as opposed to God knows what in the candles you might buy that are made from other materials. So, they're sunbeam candles and sometimes Big Dipper Waxworks in California. So they're very nice candles.
So, and you've given our listeners another option for Valentine's Day. That would be a very cool present. Most people probably wouldn't be at the top of the mind if they hadn't thought about it, you know, but to be able to get a nice gift like that, it would be a nice Valentine's
present. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. For the ambiance of a nice lit candle for Valentine's Day.
Now, the when you first start talking about being able to buy any amount of herbs you wanted, my first thought is cooking. And so my wife loves to cook and would love the opportunity to just have whatever she wanted at her disposal rather than to have to buy, 12 ounces of this or 16 ounces or whatever it is. And that's something that's, I would imagine, a big part of your business.
It is. It's gotten to be quite a huge part of my business. And I actually worked in the restaurant business for years and cooked and baked and everything at an inn in Massachusetts. And I do like to cook myself. So half of the herbs that are in there are culinary herbs, and they're wonderful. I have two different types of cinnamon, Vietnamese and regular cinnamon. And one's a little more flavorful. So you can really play with your herbs there. And I don't like to cook anything without my own herbs from the store. Once I was making something and I was out of cinnamon, and I said, there's no way I'm going into a store and spend the time cooking something with an inferior cinnamon. It's just not happening. So I really love the culinary part of it.
I'm sure that once you get used to something like that, there's almost no going back, right?
Mm. right.
Now, is the freshness a factor? To me, as a non-cooker and just an eater, to me, you buy some parsley, and it's there for 20 years, and you use it whenever you want. Is that not the case?
No. It'll lose its flavor. You know, it loses the volatile oils. They all evaporate after a while, and it dries out, and it's not nearly as
evaporation.
That's good.
I hadn't thought of that part. So now in the store, how is that stuff maintained? Is it in plastic?
It's in glass jars. All glass jars. And our turnover is good. So, and in fact, we got really wiped out over Christmas. And that was just, we are back stocked now. But it was surprising how many people came in for their cooking needs for the holidays. But anytime, we go through a lot. It's really been a big part of the store.
So if the average cooker, let's say, not the one that's really into it like my wife or you, but so the average person comes in, buys, I'm picking a number, 5 ounces of, and I'm sticking with parsley because I know how to say it, buys that and uses just half of it, and the rest of it sits on the shelf in the kitchen. That's got, what, maybe a couple of weeks?
Oh, gosh, no. Probably a good year.
Oh, really?
I would give it, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. And you can, take your herbs, taste them, smell them, see, crumble them between your fingers, see if they still have, any scent left to them, any anything left to them. Yeah. And then you can always bring in your jars, too, and put them on our scale and just fill your little jars. And it's not very much. Like 5 ounces of parsley would be enormous.
Okay.
It would be more like half an ounce or, you know, really small amount in a jar, which is nice. You can get some of your other herbs that you don't use as often, say like a coriander or, you know, that sort of thing, and get a small amount of it, and it's nice and fresh.
Well,
always.
Yeah, so that's always good to know. I'm sure a lot of people have no idea because it's not like you're buying a loaf of bread that says, you know, best if used by
right.
on it with
right.
a plastic tab. So are you able to recommend different time periods for different herbs, or is it pretty much standard?
It's pretty much standard. There is one herb that is, and it's you would never use it for cooking. It's valerian root, and valerian root is good for sleeping, for calming the nerves. It's a medicinal herb. That herb actually improves with age. I don't know how long that goes for, but it gets stronger with age. So that's one that doesn't deteriorate or lose its properties as quickly.
So for the non-educated herb person like me, you get that herb and you just shake it at yourself and you feel better?
Oh,
what happens with that?
Oh, you would make a tea with it.
A tea,
yeah,
okay.
For the most part. Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that's something they can find out from you, how to do that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. We have teas also, bulk teas, you know, black teas, the ones people are used to, oolong and Darjeeling, and we have that in bulk also. So you can find some nice teas to drink just for pleasure, not just medicinal teas.
Okay. Well, that's probably where the word is used the most for the average person is herbal tea, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's something you hear about all the time. So you have lots of different formulas for that, or is it pretty much a, you know, this is a black tea or this is a whatever?
Well, they're all pretty much labeled as individual things. We can always mix things for people if they come in and say, gee, I want something for sleep. I like chamomile, which doesn't have a lot of flavor. And you can say, well, you could add something to it if you like mint or if you like say you like something more like a spicy thing mm-hmm. with it, some mm-hmm. kind of ginger, whatever you want to add to bring out a little more flavor. I don't know if those would go great with chamomile necessarily, but the idea is people have different tastes. And when it comes
sure.
to teas,
yeah.
some people might like an orangey, a citrusy flavor with their tea, and some people are turned off by vanilla flavored tea. So, you know, you could actually create your own tea if you came in and were so inclined. And we have them in boxes and tea bags all, you know, already done. And lots of tea blends, but medicinal and for pleasure drinking. We have Republic of Tea, which is a classic brand. You can mix up your own if you so desire. And
it's kind of like people that like wine. They want a dry wine, they want a sweet wine,
mm-hmm,
they want
exactly.
a bitter wine, you know, whatever. It's just up to the individual taste
mm-hmm.
taste buds that want to do this. All right. Well, there's a zillion things more to talk about in the store, but we're going to take a short break. And we're talking with Susan Adams, who is the proprietor, the owner, the creator, and the person that's in the store that you can meet, right? You're there
that's
most
right.
of the
I'm
time?
Usually there, unless I'm chained to the computer in the back, but
right.
I'm usually there.
Well, that's a good thing because people like to know that if they walk into the store, they can talk to someone knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
Our
staff is quite knowledgeable. So.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back with more of Herb Wise Naturals right after this. Herb Wise Naturals is the subject of today's company break. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with Susan Adams, who is the proprietor, the owner, and creator of Herb Wise Naturals store, which is at 35 Broad Street in beautiful downtown Westerly, right across from the post office. We talked at the beginning of the show, Susan, that you could park right on the street and walk right in, but there's another option too, right?
Yes, there is. The parking on the street is parallel parking on the opposite side people are used to, so it's a little tricky. You can park in the back lot. The entrance is, as you're coming down Broad Street, it's right before the Dixon Square block of stores. So you can just pull right in there and
left.
Park in the back.
Yep,
yes, take a left.
Park
yep.
in the
mm-hmm.
back and then
park in the back, right after the pizza place.
Okay.
And take right. That it'll be your first left right there, and that makes it easy. You can come in the back door. You may have to knock if we keep it locked for security reasons, but you can knock and we can let you in to make it easy. And or come around to the front.
Or come around the front and look at the other storefronts. There's a lot of interesting things there on Broad Street. And you're open 5 days a week, 6 days a week?
6 days a week.
Six days a week, not Sundays.
Not Sundays all at right. the moment.
Never run a Sunday. Yeah, no. Sunday. All right. And normal business hours, like?
It's 9:30 to 6 usually, okay. And 9:30 to 7 on Fridays.
All right.
9:30 to 5 on Saturday. We close a little bit earlier on Saturday.
So if you'd like to get that information in front of you, there's a website you can go to, which is pretty easy to remember and figure out. It's herbwisenaturals.com. And there's even a phone number where they can call and talk to real people, right? You don't have robots answering the phone. It's 401-596-7815. So give them a call if you have any questions. But best thing to do is just take a ride down there or a walk down there, depending on how close you are, and check out a very interesting store. We talked in the first segment about some of the varied items you can get in the store, from candles to herbs and so forth. We didn't touch much on personal care products, but there's some of those in the store also.
Oh, definitely. Soaps, some wonderful, unique soaps.
Soaps. And
soaps, yes.
Okay.
And soaps, all kinds of soaps, a whole section of bath products, shampoos, topical, healing salves and ointments and creams. Everything like that, toothpaste, oh, goodness, yeah, it goes on and on. We have lots of
now,
stuff
And none of this is a product that you'll see in a big box store.
For the most part, although, excuse me, for better or worse, a lot of it has gone kind of mainstream. I tend to think of it in the larger scheme of things, if people are moving more towards natural products, that's a good thing.
Right.
We do see some of the products. We have a few Tom's items left, some... Jason's. There are a few lines that have actually gone into some of the bigger stores, but we do have a lot of unique ones that you won't find anywhere else.
Okay, and there's a lot of information on Facebook too, so you can always go there to get more information about some of the things that are there and hours of operation and so forth. So let's get into some of the medicinal purposes. Is that the correct word for something like cough and cold season?
Right. Oh, absolutely. We have a whole section of that, which has been very busy over the last few years. Everything from elderberry to the ever-popular zinc and vitamin C and vitamin D, just the basics to keep your immune system up and running, keep everything operating smoothly.
Now, you say the ever-popular zinc. I've never gone to the store to think,
I need some zinc. No, the zinc lozenges were, and zinc in general has properties that tend to help your body go after viruses and bacteria and stuff. Some of it was actually researched in hospitals. Zinc gluconate, I believe, was the one in a lozenge. But that is something that we could barely keep in stock. When during the pandemic, when it was at its height, that we actually were able to keep when other people like CVS were running out, just because it's easier to maneuver as a small business. But those things are important, especially vitamin C. My dad used to be a big vitamin C advocate, and it drove us all crazy in the family. But he was absolutely right. Vitamin C is huge for a lot of things, for wellness. Goodness, if you have surgery, vitamin C, don't go wild with it. But vitamin C is important for the healing process and, oh, goodness, so many things.
Yeah, a lot of people, I've had a habit most of my adult life, I have a glass of orange juice, which is some vitamin C at least, every morning. You know, not really.
Oh, don't get me going on orange juice. But
okay, well that's what
maybe
I'm
it's
asking.
Fortified. One thing about the vitamins and that we carry and the lines of herbs is that they're very high quality and easy to absorb, which is not always the case across the board with every bottle of vitamin C you buy. Some are definitely easier to absorb. Some have natural sources of vitamin C in them, like rose hips, bioflavonoids, which are derived from grapefruit and oranges. You really need to be getting your nutrition from your food, which isn't the easiest thing to do. So when you buy a supplement, you want one that you can absorb easily, the way you would absorb your nutrients out of your foods. So we do have really nice lines that, like Mega Food out of upstate New York again, and or New Hampshire, I'm sorry, and New Chapter is Vermont. They have very wonderful food-based vitamins. They're always at a discount. We get breaks from them, so that's nice. We pass them along to people. They're maybe more expensive than a bottle of Centrum, but I don't know if I can say that word.
That's the main sponsor of our show.
The vitamins and minerals, the fish oils we carry are top-notch. You will not have them repeat on you. Core things that you need to be taking, I think, are things like that, just for overall health, to keep your immune system working as well as it can, among everything, you know, your body in general.
Now, you probably mentioned 20 items just now, and are they all, I'm the ignorant guy, are they capsules or pills or?
We have everything for any way anyone wants to take something. We have capsules and tablets, and we have gummies, we have liquid vitamins, just about anything you can think of.
And so it could be that someone has to take numerous items in order to accomplish what you want to accomplish, right? As far as maybe I need some zinc, maybe I need some vitamin C, maybe I need this, maybe I need that. And so how many, you know, where does that stop?
You can overdo zinc, so you have to be careful with it, definitely. Okay. It can have the opposite effect that it's having if you take too much. So you really have to look at what you're taking. Your multi may have plenty of zinc in it. We have combination formulas, so you don't have to run around taking, you know, separate pills for, you know, everything. We have immune formulas that would have the zinc, the vitamin C, everything in it, that you would need. So those combinations are really nice. They might have astragalus, which is an immune herb, or some elderberry in it. We try to make it as easy as possible to get, you know, keep you healthy.
Great. And if people have questions, obviously they can come in and ask you, and you can guide them as to where to go and what to get.
Right. Okay. We do our best.
All right. And there's other people besides yourself in the store. You already mentioned your husband helped you get it started. Is he
right
there occasionally?
Right. He is in occasionally. He's mostly retired now, so he's not there as much as he used to be, sadly. But we do have other people. We have two other women who are there, Gina, Christina, and Kat. They are they're wonderful. They're knowledgeable. They're super helpful and friendly, and you won't be intimidated when you walk in, even though there's a lot in there. It's a very friendly place.
Okay. We also mentioned, besides the supplements and so forth, that there are some candles that are there. And you even have some clothes, socks, for example.
We carry Maggie's Organic Cotton Socks. We have since we opened, and they're a huge seller. And we have a whole rack of those. Tights. Alpaca socks are our newest thing. The alpaca socks are nice. They're lightweight. You can wear them all year. They're super comfortable and beautiful. Essential oils are another thing that we have that has become a huge thing. We have diffusers. We have three different lines of essential oils in all sizes. So those are huge these days.
Lots of eucalyptus. Different items and different things that you can do. And here's one that's kind of my pet peeve. I enjoy being outdoors, but I'm not a big fan of the commercial bug sprays.
Right.
And I see on your list here that you have something called natural bug repellents.
We do. We do. There are a lot of companies that make them using essential oils. There are things like eucalyptus. Well, there was always citronella, but that's come in and out of favor. Even for ticks, rose geranium oil is good for repelling them. So they smell nice. They're non-toxic. There was one, I was having some trouble getting it in, but it was tested and written up in the Journal of the American Medical Association as being as effective as DEET against insects, biting insects. And I've taken them to that particular one to the tropics, and it's worked fine. So.
Wow.
It's a nice alternative.
Sounds like a trip there for that, even just for that alone. So we touched earlier on the cooking herbs and so forth that are quite popular and available, and all the homeopathic, is that the correct term?
Yes, we have homeopathic remedies, mostly by Boron and Highlands, people who are familiar with homeopathics. We have quite a few of the blue tubes, and we order whatever you might need. Also, we can usually get most anything in 3 days. I have a special connection whereby I can...
You know a guy.
I know a guy. So a lot of lines that are not generally available, that are practitioner lines, say, I can usually get those. Being an herbalist, I can get things in a few days. But we do stock a lot.
Yeah.
Homeopathic remedies are one of my favorites. Favorites. If you use them properly, they're rather amazing, especially for colds and flu. There is one called Alpha CF. It's made in, I want to say, not Denmark, Holland. It's amazing. If you start it right away and take it faithfully, your symptoms are diminished very, very much so. And the duration of anything you have is also shortened. So we have remedies, homeopathics, for a lot of things. They're mostly made in Europe, which is interesting. Hmm. But France and Germany makes them. But we do have them for everything. Allergy season, we have wonderful stuff. It's a good time to take it. February is a great time to start. If you have allergies, the old remedy of honey. Taking local honey is actually like homeopathy. It has little bits of pollen in it from different plants. If you start taking that in February, it's helpful in preventing allergic reactions down the line in the spring. Any of those. There are a number of things that will help.
Well, there are obviously more things in this store than we can talk about in the half hour have.
And
it's an amazing place. It's something that everyone should visit, but not all at once. Don't the whole town go there at the same time. It's not a big box store, but it's very interesting, and there's lots of things, as we've talked about, to check out. This is Herbwise Naturals. They're at 35 Broad Street in beautiful downtown Westerly. And Susan, I want to thank you for coming in and explaining some of this to the audience. It sounds like there's a lot more we could talk about.
Yes, indeed. But this has been wonderful.
They'll have to come in and visit you and find out for themselves.
That's right.
All right.
Come on down.
Thanks so much, Susan.
Thank you.
The rest of you, we'll see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.